We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check, that's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, gas prices up. No real news other than the fact that this is the highest the gasoline has been on the national average for 6 months now. So, yeah, we'd like to find a remedy there. But joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is on the line. Good morning and welcome. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. We're doing all right. Wish I was in Florida, but stuck in the swamp.
Yeah, everybody wishes they were in Florida. Hey, what's the latest on Mayorkas? Is it going to be impeachment sent to the Senate? Is it going to happen this week? When? What's going on?
So it was supposed. I'm frustrated personally because, you know, we impeached Mayorkas in the House, and we've been holding, not we, but the Speaker's been holding these impeachment papers for 50 days now and hasn't sent them to the Senate. Now, it was anticipated he was going to do it this week, but announced yesterday that they were going to hold it back because Senate Republicans had asked not for for them not to send it over. So it's a big mess as far as I'm concerned that we're playing this, oh, we'll send it this week, next week. We're going to attach it to this funding bill or that bill. Essentially, in my eyes, they're playing politics with people's lives. You cannot, with a straight face, tell me that there's not a border crisis. We're over 10 million illegals who have come into our country under Joe Biden, many of whom have claimed asylum, have no legitimate asylum claims. They're in our country unvetted with God knows what as their means to survive beyond taxpayer dollars. And, of course, we don't know what the intentions of many of these folks are. And many who have been picked up in the system, they're committing crimes. They're doing all these things. It's a really, really bad situation.
Hold on, Congresswoman. Hold on. It was the other day on Univision, I heard the Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, talk about the fact that he's examining whether or not he may have some level of executive power to secure the border. I heard him myself.
Oh, man. I feel mio, Bob. What are you doing watching Univision? No, and that's the thing. Don't threaten me with a good time, Joe Biden. If you have the executive authority, which we know he has exactly 8 specific actions that he could take today to secure the border, he's threatening that he's going to do it, like that's somehow going to scare Republicans. He rolled back unilaterally all of President Trump's border security measures. He has every authority to put them back in place. He's putting politics before our national security. He needs to take action now.
And it's interesting because Mayorkas was bragging not too long after he removed all those executive orders from Trump, Biden did. And Mayorkas, on film, you can see him, he's bragging about how they repealed all of the Trump stuff. So, yeah, I mean, to me, it's red-handed. It's obvious. There can be no denials, but we know that doesn't always mean everything in Washington. By the way, AOC was like defending this loan forgiveness malarkey. She was on with Colbert, and she said, look, it's a good thing if you relieve some of these students of their loans. They'll be able to travel abroad. How many Americans never get to go to Europe, but they're busy working hard, raising a family, and paying taxes? Now they're paying for somebody else's trip.
Oh, my gosh. It never ceases to amaze me, the things that come out of her mouth. But, you know, I first have to say on this loan, so-called forgiveness, there is no such thing as forgiveness. Mm-hmm. It is a debt transfer. We are all going to be paying for it. And for everyone who celebrates it, I just look at them and say, you do realize you're going to be paying for that on the back end. And for every single parent and student who sacrificed, worked hard, took out loans, paid them back, saved, you know, they didn't take that vacation because they were saving. It is just such a slap in the face and so against the way of the American way. It really is just so frustrating. And that's all the more reason why we cannot survive another 4 years of Joe Biden. We have to get President Trump back in the White House. We've got to take the Senate and we've got to keep the House.
Hey, another thing, issue that you're going to be dealing with, because apparently it just passed, at least, to get out of the whatever you call it, caucus or whatever, 9-2, the FISA thing, the Section 702, this reauthorizes a lot of powers for the federal government to be able to do. What's your take on that? How are you going to vote?
You know, this is going to be the really, really hot, contentious topic. And this week you're going to find out who actually believes in their oath to the United States Constitution and who doesn't. And, of course, you know, we know Ben Franklin said those that will forsake their liberty in the name of security will have neither. This is that moment. We are seeing a reauthorization of FISA, which is the Foreign Intelligence Collection Apparatus, which has been abused wildly for years, where you have over 400,000 times where Americans have been, without a warrant, have been targeted by the federal government, and their information, their data, their privacy has been violated by the federal government without a warrant. And so for us this week, we have an opportunity to actually put safeguards in place that can, again, allow them to continue their work in the intelligence community to protect national security, but making sure the safeguards are in there where they cannot use it against Americans. If you are going to be seeking this information, you need to get a warrant. And so I'm proud that we're supporting many of the initiatives to protect the constitutional rights of Americans. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that there's no clean reauthorization that does not put any safeguards in place. This is critically important because, as we've seen in this weaponized government, if you give them an inch, they will take a mile.
Well, in a post 9/11 world, we thought it was a good idea. And yeah, we considered how it could be misused and abused. But we were also at a time when we were frightened, quite frankly. And now we see exactly what others warned us about. Hey, you give government too much power. We want you to catch the bad guys. The problem is there's some people in power that think like Trump or conservatives, they're the bad guys.
Exactly. And there's a common sense approach in this that I think sometimes gets lost, where certainly nobody wants to have zero visibility when it comes to going after the bad guys. But we also don't want people to be having unfettered access to Americans, where if they don't agree with your political viewpoint, they can suddenly target you and call you an enemy of the state. We need to make sure that these safeguards are in place, because at the end of the day, you either are a constitutionalist or you're not. And the Constitution is one of the most thoughtful documents in the world when it comes to protecting individual rights, freedoms, and liberties. We have got to make sure that we protect it at all costs. It's not a la carte. We cannot forsake our liberty in the name of security.
I know you spoke about EVs recently. I guess as we wind up the interview here, give me your quick take on EVs in general and what your thoughts are.
Well, if it wasn't enough going on in the world to make you angry, it just came out that $7.5 billion is what Joe Biden has spent, and only 7 EV charging stations have been built. That's about $1 billion plus per EV charging station. It is absolutely mind-boggling, and all at our expense. We've got to get in control of this White House, because the only thing that's green about the green agenda when it comes to Joe Biden is the color of the money that they're printing.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's a great line.
It pains me. It pains me how much we're spending on this. I'll use Joe Biden's word, malarkey. But it's just wild when you have Toyota coming out saying we don't have enough critical minerals to replace the batteries of the cars already on the road. And for what it takes for one EV vehicle in terms of critical minerals, we could do 6 plug-in hybrids or 93 traditional hybrids. I mean, come on. Common sense, folks. It's not that hard. But as we know, Bob, common sense is not common.
Apparently, when Joe was asked about it, we were expecting an answer. He finally said, I can't give you an answer. People said, why? He said, because it's an ancient Chinese secret.
Wow.
Or the Easter Bunny hadn't given it to him yet.
That's another one. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Congresswoman Kamik, keep up the good work. Keep fighting the good fight. God bless you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
All right. You do the same. Yeah. Nah, don't want the gig. Nope. No. She's a hard worker.
Oh, my goodness.
Good luck dealing with all those knuckleheads up there.
Can you imagine?
No. No. It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Biden, don't worry, doesn't want your guns. Oh, wait.
What?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
More polls. Not the kind you dance on. Hang on. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think if you're a moron on the issue, why are you weighing in on it?
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And that goes for all these lawmakers that are out there. If you don't know enough about it, shut up. The world does not deserve your hot take.
On 97.3 The Sky.
There's another solar eclipse coming. Get ready.
What?
It's going to be a while.
Oh.
But, you know, it's never too soon to prepare. It's like hurricane season.
Oh,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll be here for you during hurricane. We're here for you all the time for everything. And you're getting ready. You're busy in the morning. Get yourself a fresh cup of Joe and then get on your way. First thing, though, when you get up, tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky.
And make coffee.
9 out of 10 happy Americans are doing it every day. Everybody?
Really?
Hey, everybody. Now, I just wanted to use that voice. I don't know why.
I don't know. I'm not responsible.
Hey, let's see. Who is in the running for Wife of the Year?
Oh.
Who's in the running for Wife of the Year?
Well, mine should be because she's absolutely amazing.
You think that she is a better person than Melody Feliciano Johnson?
Well, tell me about her.
Well, she recently pled guilty to 2 counts of poisoning food or drink for dumping the deadly chemical, bleach, into her husband's morning coffee.
That would taste really bad, no matter how little you put in it.
I would think. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
There needs to be a higher level of criminal act when you mess with something that is supposed to be as special as coffee.
Oh, I agree with you.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's in its own classification. You don't mess with the coffee. You get in a war?
Yeah.
You take the bad guy's food, your enemy's food,
right.
Take prisoners, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't take their coffee.
Mm.
And you don't poison their coffee. Everybody knows that. You don't mess with the coffee.
So trying to kill your husband's one thing, but don't mess with the coffee.
Poison his eggs or something, for crying out loud.
Right.
An Arizona mom has pleaded guilty to poisoning her U.S. Air Force husband after he caught her pouring bleach into the coffee maker on cameras he hid throughout the home.
Ooh.
He didn't, walk in and catch her doing it because, what's the thing? What? I'm just cleaning it out. Gets a little scaling, gets a little disc, which, by the way, don't use bleach.
Yeah.
But that could be maybe a fallback position, but no.
Uh-oh.
She was trying to do him harm.
That's not very nice. That will not get you Wife of the Year, I'm just saying.
She pleaded guilty to lesser crimes, and the attempted murder charge she initially faced was dismissed in return. The poisoning occurred while the couple was undergoing divorce proceedings, but we're still living together.
All right, I got a problem with part of the story that isn't really highlighted that much. And this is, we talk about this in the sense of all these DAs and lack of prosecution. They're going through a divorce.
Yes.
He has video of her trying to poison what he's going to drink.
Yes.
And somehow she gets off on the attempted murder part? That seems wrong.
Well,
what, is she guilty of cleaning the pot with the wrong chemicals?
Well, they're stationed in Germany, and I just think they want to maybe make her someone else's problem.
I gotcha. That's the only thing.
And so you don't have a long, lengthy court thing. It's a plea deal, basically. But they were still living together at the airman's duty station in Germany and in Arizona. He noticed that his coffee began tasting strange while they were stationed in Germany in March. And suspected his wife, who's also the mother of his children, had been trying to poison him. He stated she knew that he would prep his coffee pot to be ready at night so that in the morning he just needed to turn it on and make his coffee.
Right.
At that time, he stopped drinking the coffee but continued to pretend to drink it.
Oh, he's smart.
Knew it. And she's probably thinking, this guy, over a period of time, has consumed like 32 gallons of bleach. Holy cow!
Is that dying?
Once back in Arizona, he set up hidden cameras in their home to try to catch his estranged wife in the act. So they're back in the U.S., so my bad on that. But anyway, on July 16th, remember, the first time he tasted it was in March.
Right.
Now we're fast forward July. She was filmed pouring liquid from a large bottle of bleach into a smaller container in the family's laundry room. Moments later, she was caught on another hidden camera walking into the kitchen and pouring the contents of the smaller container into the water basin of the coffee maker. He also filmed himself testing the water from the coffee maker in an effort to collect more evidence to provide to police. You can smell it from here. You can smell it. Look at that. Pulling the positive color-changing test out of the coffee maker, totally changed. In complete disbelief, he said, wow, and showed the bubbles inside the water holder of the coffee maker before ending the video. Well, he shared that with the Tucson Police Department, and they detained Melanie. This is just a couple days after that, on July 18th. The airman believes his wife was trying to kill him to collect his life insurance benefits. Melody was deemed a flight risk since she has family and property in the Philippines and has remained in custody since her arrest. She'll be sentenced on May 10th. She faces up to 2 years in prison, but could be released for time served with a minimum sentence of 4 months.
That's my point.
Tried to kill her husband.
He has evidence.
And she might walk in four. She probably will walk in 4 to 6 months.
That's just not right.
No.
And messed with his coffee, as you said.
That's attempted murder.
Yes.
Yeah, and the coffee on top of it, right.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so...
ridiculous.
Not in the running for wife of the year, no. All of a sudden. Maybe evil wife of the year.
Oh, there's that.
Okay. 820, so she could win it. You're saying she's award-winning.
Yes,
she's an award-winning wife. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you, who did notice? Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. New shows.
It's Glenn Beck, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
New on The Sky.
And more news.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now.
The dawn of a new era on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Another awesome day shaping up, my friends. It's 8:35. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the gender issue, you know, it keeps showing up. And one recently was a former ESPN reporter stating that, well, you know, there's not that much scientific data to support that, you know, biological males shouldn't compete in women's sports. How much data do you need to collect? Leah Thomas, mediocre swimmer, identifies as a woman, doesn't go through any physical changes, so to speak. Okay, maybe hormonally, but anyway, the point being, went from a mediocre swimmer to a champion. We swam against the women, but she hasn't seen enough evidence. It's become clearly it's a political issue.
When
If people were using logic and common sense, we wouldn't even be talking about this. 30 years ago, if you said, yeah, there's going to come a time where they'll give a girl, a 14-year-old girl, a double mastectomy because she really wants to be a boy, you'd say that's insanity.
Mm-hmm. And it is, actually.
Teenage years are a turbulent time when you're when young people's brains are developing rapidly. I think most people would agree with that, right? So in her independent review of gender identity services, Dr. Hilary Cass, and this is out of the United Kingdom, by the way, describes in calm language the nightmare many families caught up in, the craze of transgender children and having to live through that. Now, her report delivers stinging criticism of their reckless treatment by NHS. That's their national health system, okay? So, this is, you know, government health care.
Oh, boy.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
And they suggest, though, that the Department for Education, is what they call it, is right to tell schools to stop transitioning children.
Wow.
Children and their parents spoke to her, this Dr. Hilary Cass, about the role of online influencers and websites, which describe, quote, normal adolescent discomfort as a possible sign of being trans. So in other words, oh, are you feeling lonely? Are you feeling ugly? Are you feeling, do you remember those thoughts and feelings when you were a developing young person? There were times when you probably weren't real happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal.
They call those awkward years for a reason. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
You don't feel good in your own skin.
Exactly. And as one parent told the review, her whole friends group has some sort of trans or non-binary identity. It has helped her with her social life. Her friends seem to be celebrating in trans identities. We first started talking about this a while ago, Greg,
mm-hmm.
and when your son was going to one of PK, the local
yeah.
schools,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and he said, yeah, all the, you know, in a child's language, all the girls are like...
Yeah, they all think they're gay, they all think they're, or they, you know, yeah.
Dr. Cass met children allowed to go to school in stealth as the opposite sex and then living in fear of being found out and the physical changes that growing up would bring. She heard from children and young people desperate for drugs to stop puberty and parents who have fought to get their children onto this medical pathway, wow. as well as others desperate to keep their children off of it. When she looked for evidence that these treatments help children who are mentally distressed about their growing bodies, she found that there was none. None. The reality, she says, is we have no good evidence on the long-term outcomes of interventions to manage gender-related distress. The review heard of families put under pressure to obtain private treatment by the false claim that they must choose between a dead daughter or a live son. Yeah, that's the kind of pressure the parents were over. Yeah. And general practitioners put under pressure to convert these private prescriptions into NHS ones. It found no evidence that puberty blockers reduced suicide risk. Remember, that's how they try to manipulate and mm-hmm. use this. They say, well, your kid obviously wants to be a different gender, and if they don't get their way, they could take their own life.
We hear that all the time.
But there's no evidence to substantiate, to confirm any of that.
Well, could it be the other side of the coin? They're having mental issues, and suicide sometimes is a component of that, not necessarily the gender issue.
Yep. Dr. Cass found that children trying to live as the opposite sex often suffered from stress and anxiety and became socially isolated. And Julia Hartley Brewer stands with J.K. Rowling. Some ended up dropping out of school or spending their teenage years in their bedrooms. It's all a far cry from the simplistic, celebratory narratives about social justice and trans joy with which many schools respond to a child who announces that they identify as transgender. Yeah, yeah, they celebrate it, they promote it.
Yep.
Dr. Cass's advice is not to overreact to a daughter who refuses to wear dresses or to a son who wants to wear makeup. These are normal variations in childhood behavior. Doctors, teachers, and parents should not encourage young children who don't fit into gender stereotypes to believe that they are really the opposite sex. Yep. When it comes to teenagers, Dr. Cass's advice will ring true for parents. Teenage years are turbulent anyway. Mm-hmm. When young people's brains are developing rapidly, their desire for risk-taking, pleasure-seeking, and strong emotions runs ahead of their capacity for decision-making, planning, and forward-thinking. They're sensitive to social rejection and vulnerable to addiction and mental health problems. Social media encourages poor body image, poor sleep, and depression. I mean, she has nailed it.
Absolutely.
Online pornography has become so common and extreme that children as young as 13 have become used to seeing violent and degrading sexual images on their phones.
Wow.
So the doctor says, in my opinion, in this context, the increase in young people presenting with gender issues is not something to be celebrated and encouraged, should be considered a sign of poor mental health and emotional distress. I mean, that's, to me, from a doctor, from a study that she did independently, and that seems to be the common sense approach. I gave you stats about another one that, like, 1 in 10 kids will go through some sort of gender identity crisis, for lack of a better term. 1 in 10.
Right.
And then out of the 1 in 10, 24 out of 25 will grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So only one of that small sliver to begin with are ones that still think about, oh, yeah, I wish I was the opposite sex.
Right.
That's a very, very, very tiny amount.
And yet it's being catered to in our society right
now. Like it's, yeah.
Normal.
Like,
yeah.
Yep. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jeff, you're on. Yep. Jeff is not on the line.
I guess he had to go to work.
All right. Hey, you know, opinions vary when it comes to the eclipse thing. And remember, I was like kind of poo-pooed it and, you know, and
not a big deal to you. Nothing.
No, and
nothing,
I wasn't trying to take. Yeah, I wasn't trying to take anything away from anybody else who enjoys that kind of thing and thinks that's, you know, it's important or whatever.
Right.
Because I saw families that experienced it as a family. They could say we have this common experience. And here's another note of something that's kind of cool related to the eclipse.
Okay.
It was like no time it eclipsed at all. When Patrick Moriarty first began teaching earth science in 1978, he promised his ninth grade students they would reunite for the next eclipse.
Ooh.
That would pass their hometown near Rochester, New York. The educator kept his word more than four decades later.
Wow.
On Monday, about 100 of his former students gathered in the driveway of his Brighton home to watch the sky grow darker as the moon journeyed over the sun. Yep, I mentioned to the students, see that one on April 8th, 2024? Circle that one. We're going to meet that day. He's retired now. He's 68. But he remembered, and his students remembered.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And he was just a first-year teacher then, 22. Like, oh
my goodness.
What did I just promise? Oh, well, it's a long way away. Who cares?
Yeah, they'll never show up.
Yeah, 2024, that's like a million years away.
But you know, if he made that kind of impression his first year, sounds like he must have been a pretty good teacher.
That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, see, good positive stories.
Yeah, I like it.
You can relate to. Hey, we've got a ton of stuff we want to try to get to. Also, we're going to have the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, on the show in just a few minutes. So stick around. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The government is banning and regulating more and more household products.
6 weeknights.
Government that has the power to tell you what kind of light bulb you can have is a government that has endless, unlimited power.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9. Happy hump day, Trump day. Was it yesterday we had Nurse Carrie on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can find it on the podcast. Download Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy. Look for it in your app store. Download that and then search for The Sky, and you can listen to it. And she's been a healthcare practitioner for, I think she said, like 28 years, yes. something like that, yeah. almost 30 years. And she's kind of blowing the lid off of a lot of stuff that we kind of know or suspected, but she's willing to talk about it. We'll have her back on. For sure, but you can check that out for now.
It was interesting. Very interesting.
And to go along with that, listen to this. A mother of two, she was 39 years old, College Station, Texas. Okay. She went to the hospital in 2022 for stomach pains. She suspected they may be related to kidney stones. Tests from the appointment revealed two kidney stones, okay, mm-hmm. but also flagged a mass on her spleen.
Ooh, that's not good.
And she underwent a successful surgery to remove the mass. Okay. But that's when things kind of turned. She claims that the spleen was sent to three different pathology labs to be tested before finally being sent to a fourth lab where it tested positive for a rare and terminal form of cancer called clear cell angiosarcoma.
Ooh.
It's a type of cancer that forms on the lining of blood vessels and lymph vessels, according to the Mayo Clinic. Despite available treatments, it's considered to have a poor prognosis regardless of age or gender. In other words, not good.
Mm.
And they told me the most optimistic thing was to give me 15 months to live.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, you got to tell...
Yeah, your kids.
You got to tell your kids this horrible news, her husband. I mean, how do you do that? And anybody who's gone through that kind of thing knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's not fun for anyone involved in the scenario. So she went through an aggressive chemotherapy regimen. She was referred to a cancer hospital, had her first round of chemo March of 2023 after losing all of her hair. She explained she underwent a second round of therapy that left her vomiting and with silvery skin. She said it was a dark time. I was writing goodbye letters and letters to grandchildren I would never meet. And the weddings I would never attend. It is. It's sad. So, you know, follow up to a path report or whatever. She went in for a routine visit in April. The following month, she received some shocking news. She never had cancer in the first place.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
The pathology report. Remember, they went to three, tested negative.
Right.
The fourth pathology lab tested positive for a rare and deadly cancer.
Just curious, three not be enough? I mean, that just seems kind of...
Well, I was wondering that, too, and I don't know what the protocol is for that. Maybe because they've had path reports that were wrong.
Right.
And they later got sued. So, we better get a second opinion. In this case, they went to a fourth, which I don't know. But she said, I saw the nurse practitioner first, and she just asked me about my symptoms, and she was scrolling on the computer while she was talking to me. All of a sudden, she just stops talking and has this look on her face. She turned to me and looked completely horrified and told me she needed to get the doctor and ran out of the room.
Oh, my goodness.
She left me alone for about 15 minutes, and the doctor came back in. He said a lot of medical lingo to me, but then told me I didn't have cancer.
So it's great news.
Yeah.
But look what you have been through.
Well, this was such a head-spinning moment that at first she thought the chemo had treated her and cured her. She didn't fully understand until the doctor told her straight up that she never had cancer.
Wow.
And she says, if you looked at me, it looked like I had cancer. Because all her hair had fallen out.
Well, yeah, the chemo and everything else.
I felt like I had cancer because I'm vomiting and sick, and my skin doesn't look good.
Wow.
Yep. And to add insult to injury, the mom said the doctor then congratulated her rather than apologizing for the egregious error. Yeah. And she said, that really bothered me.
Speaking of lawsuit.
Yeah. Monk claims that after... Mrs. Monk's her name, that after viewing the pathology report at home, she realized it was dated a month prior, meaning the hospital had the information prior to her second round of chemo, but simply didn't read the report until her appointment.
Oh, my goodness.
So she went through, you know, the initial round for no reason, but really no reason the second one. Mm. Yep. Yeah. I had to wait a couple of days, and then it was confirmed to me that it was not cancer after having a discussion with all of the doctors. In the end, they determined that my spleen was going to rupture, which is why it had a mass on it. It was just blood vessel activity and no cancer in it. Well, now a year later, she's still facing mental, emotional, financial fallout. Guess what? She's still paying the bills.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah. I am not a litigious person. I'm not, you know, call the lawyer that, you know, you stub your toe.
This is
but
ridiculous.
In this case,
yeah. Oh my goodness.
I mean, to find out she's pay, you know, what jury wouldn't get, what? And you were still forced to pay the medical bills?
Right.
No. So, I know that's just an anecdotal story, but be aware, have a healthcare advocate. My goodness. We're going to talk to our Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Israeli forces announcing that they're pulling out of southern Gaza.
We have been very clear that we don't support a ground operation in Rafah.
As it happens.
New EPA rule is aimed at semi-trucks.
It's massively unproductive, and it's going to make everything you consume cost more.
The news station.
The biggest night in fundraising of all time.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.